Eat right, keep moving. You just have heard all that you need to know about how to prevent being overweight. That simple set of instructions should be easy to follow, but not for 40% of Americans who are unable to prevent being overweight. Of course, once we are overweight, we usually want to trim down for a whole lot of reasons, some related to health, others having to do with looks. In addition, it is never too late to lose weight. But the fact is, it is a whole lot easier to prevent putting on pounds than to try losing them later on. And if there is one thing we all know, it is that weight gain is likely to happen if we do not take forward-looking steps to stop it. Health experts say that most people who are into losing weight usually stray. They tend to go back to their old eating habits even after they learn to enjoy low-fat eating. They tend to return to sedentary ways even though they enjoy exercising. Experts say despite the momentum toward weight gain, you can stop it from happening. And there are plenty of good reasons to avoid excess pounds, reasons that go beyond vanity or social acceptance. In fact, many doctors contend that the significance of excess weight is more than cosmetic. They say that it takes a huge toll on people's physical health by being a major risk factor for many chronic diseases like high blood pressure, heart disease, high cholesterol, stroke, cancer among others. The way to losing weight naturally. The nuts and bolts of eating right. Maintaining a healthy weight is not all that complicated. In fact, it is a good bet that most people know pretty well what is best. Hence, losing weight the natural way should not be a problem at all. Consequently, a reasonable approach for losing weight naturally is to stick to a diet that is high in complex carbohydrates, high in fiber, moderate in protein, and low in fat. A complex carbohydrate is a baked potato. Fat is the sour cream and butter you should not put on it. Fiber is vegetables. Fat is the oil you should not fry them in. Protein is a lean cut of meat. Fat is the gravy you should not pour over it. Moreover, health experts say that dietary fat promotes weight gain because it is a very dense source of calories. Also, when you consume excess calories from dietary fat, you store those calories as body fat more efficiently than excess calories from other sources. On the other hand, it can also help you lose weight naturally if you will not fall into the so-called fat-free trap. Manufacturers keep coming out with low-fat or fat-free versions of their best-selling foods, but Americans keep getting fatter anyway. One of the greatest delusions from the 1990s and beyond is that no fat means non-fattening. The truth is, you are often getting just as many calories from the no-fat version, even if the calories are not coming from fat. The term fat-free can be a trap if you start to believe that you can eat any amount of the foods that are advertised that way. Most fat-free foods are loaded with simple or added sugars and lack many vitamins and essential minerals. What's more, it is best to respond to hunger with healthful snacks. Nutritionists say it would be better to try eating every 3 to 4 hours, which may mean a healthy low-fat snack between lunch and dinner. When you feel the urge for food coming on, snacking on something healthy such as a slice of whole grain toasted bread, low-fat yogurt, small bowl of fruit or hummus with raw vegetables is a better alternative. Never skip a meal and eat snacks instead, because that is the worst thing you can do if you are trying to control your eating habits and weight. Remember, if you want to lose weight naturally, you have to keep track of every food you eat and of every activity that you do. When you say natural weight loss means that you do not have to use some accessories, injections, or expensive aids just to lose weight.